Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. We are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining this session and giving your very valuable association and enlightening on the topic of Antya Leela, Mataji. Now I hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Shama Supriya Mataji. Thank you so much for such a warm welcome, for chanting so beautifully. And thank you everyone, each and every one of you, for giving your valuable time and joining. And wish you all a very, very happy Kartik. So on that note, we can start. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Shri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter number 5, entitled Ramananda Rai Instructs Pradyumna Mishra. Today we'll start with text number 68 and Krishna willing, we'll go up till verse number 90. Let's see how far we can go. So text number 68.
Ghare giya mishra kaila snana bhojana संध्या काले देखी ते आईला संध्या काले देखी ते आईला प्रभु राचराना.
After returning home, Pradyumna Mishra bathed and ate his meal. In the evening, he came to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिचारुस्वामीनिति नामिने. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. गुरुवे गौर चंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. मुखं करोति वाचालं अंगं लंगायते हिरं यत्कृपहातमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणे. ओके, हरे कृष्णा. सो थैंक यू वंस अगेन एंड again, I'll seek blessings, wishes, prayers from each and every one of you to please shower so that I can speak something relevant related to this such an esoteric topic of which I'm really not qualified. But for the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for purification of myself, you know, every week I attempt to say something on Chaitanya Charitamrita in spite of being so unqualified, but pretty sure that with all your blessings, something good will come out by Krishna's mercy and of all your blessings. So I really bow down to each and every one of you. Vancha kalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. Anantakoti vaishnavrindu ki jai. Okay, so we'll start now. You all know that when we do this session, after that we open up for some question and answer session, right? But today we'll do something reverse. This time I'll put forward few questions and then I would seek answers from all of you. And then we'll begin our session today. So we are in the section where you all know that Ramananda Rai instructs Pradyumna Mishra. So we have covered quite a few verses. Up till 67, we covered that how Pradyumna Mishra desired to hear some esoteric subject matter about Lord Sri Krishna. And he went to Mahaprabhu. But then Mahaprabhu told him to go to Ramananda Rai. And then he went to Ramananda Rai. And then finally he got answers. He got to hear a lot about Lord Sri Krishna. Request right now, please mute. Yeah, thank you. So, and then he went and then he came back after hearing that the whole session from Ramananda Rai. And that's what today's verse deals with. That Khare Giya Mishra Kaila Snana Bhojana. So after hearing that esoteric subject matter, all the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna from Ramananda Rai, Pradyumna Mishra, he came back, he did his snana, he bathed, and he did bhojana, that is, he ate. And sandhya kale, so during the evening time, he came to see the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sandhya kale dekhi te aila abhura charan. He went to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, means he went to see the Supreme Lord. Now I open up and would seek answer because we have been reading this Antya Leela. So I request anyone can unmute and tell me if they remember anything about Pradyumna Mishra. Not apart from what I quoted, that, you know, he went to Mahaprabhu, he wanted to hear, and then he was directed towards Ramananda Rai. Except that, any other pastime from CC, from this Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you remember. Kamoda Ki Mataji, you want to say something?
Hare Krishna Mataji. I don't remember much, but Pradyumna Mishra is a Brahman and he's very devotional. And he also wanted to know about the Krishna because he was thinking of that I should know what the tattva, the Krishna is. So that's why he approaches Mahaprabhu and request him, please tell me the Krishna Tattva. I like to understand this.
Yes. So he was diverted to Ramananda Rai. But apart from this past time that we are reading, before this Antya Leela chapter 5, I'm talking about, not this particular chapter, but anything apart from this chapter. We spend a lot of time on that pastime. I can give this much.
I think I don't know, maybe I mixed up, but still I will tell you. But I'm not so sure about that if I'm not mixed up or not. But Mukunda, take Gadadhar Pandit to see him. This is a very good devotee, but I think it's a different person.
That was No, Mataji, that's not.
Yeah. So that I remember. But that, he's different. I forget the name.
Yes. Anyone else want to give it a try?
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kamadaki Mataji.
Priti Virasini Mataji can do. I know he remembers. She remembers so much.
Okay, I don't know if it is right, but he was an Aveshavatar of...
Very good. Excellent. That's what I was seeking an answer. Thank you so much. So we did it in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, chapter 2. You know, we read Sakshat Darshane Praya Sabha Nishtarilya Nakula Brahmachari Dehe Avishta Haila Prabdyumna Narshimananda Age Kaila Avirbhava Loka Nistariba E Ishvara Swabhava. So there Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was quoting that how these are the three ways in which Mahaprabhu delivers whole world, loka nistarila, he delivers the whole world and he delivers all the fallen souls. And what were the three ways? Sakshat darshanam, he almost comes in the direct contact with the devotee. He comes with a direct meeting. The devotee has the sakshat darshan of the Supreme Lord. That's the first way. The second way is avishta haila. So what does this means? That he basically empowers that devotee. You know, he empowers that devotee. And that in that case, we read the example of Nakula Brahmachari. And then third is Avirbhava. Avirbhava means that he appears in front of that devotee. He is not personally present, but the devotee gets the appearance of the Supreme Lord. And that happened with Pradyumna Mishra, this Pradyumna Brahmachari, who was so much dedicated to Lord Narsingadev. Remember, we did this pastime that once they all were waiting for Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, because in Bengal, Jagannath Puri, when the devotees came from Bengal, at that time, this Nakula Brahmachari was there, right? But all the other devotees were also there. And then Mahaprabhu gave this word that I'll come during that Magh season, right? But they all waited, but there was no sign of Mahaprabhu. And then Pradyumna Brahmachari said that, yes, you know, Mahaprabhu will come. So he himself made the big opulent bhoga offering, and then he made three plates. He made it for his Lord Narsingadev. He made it for Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Maharani. And finally, he made for Lord Gaurasundar, because he was pretty sure that Mahaprabhu will come. And at that time, in the secluded place, when he was offering, at that time, Mahaprabhu made his appearance. He appeared before Pradyumna Mishra. He appeared before Pradyumna Brahmachari. And that is what his avirbhav, you know, he did it. Mahaprabhu came. And then Mahaprabhu ate all the offerings. And Pradyumna Mishra in his heart was so happy that Mahaprabhu came and he accepted the offering. But externally he showed, you know, a little bit of upset, you know, he showed that he's being upset because he ate all the three offerings and he was thinking, my Ishtadev, my Lord Narsingadev will starve today because you ate his offering, you know. But in his heart, he was very clear, Jai Krishna, Sai Krishna, Jai Gaura, Sai Krishna, Jai Sai Jagannath. He knew that, you know, Mahaprabhu is non-different, but still, you know, since he was so much devoted to Lord Narsingadev, he was thinking, oh, today my Lord is going to starve because you ate all the offerings. And at that time, later he was being initiated as Narsimhananda Brahmachari. So this Pradyumna Mishra and Narsimhananda Brahmachari are the same. So through his avirbhav, Mahaprabhu showed his appearance and he delivered all the fallen souls. So Pradyumna Brahmachari is, you know, he is a great worshipper of Lord Narsingadev, as we discussed. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his name to Narsimhananda Brahmachari. So, and as Kaumudaki Mataji mentioned that, yes, Pradyumna Mishra was from a Brahmin class and he was the resident of Shillet, but later he moved to Orissa. And he is also one of the branch of Mahaprabhu's tree, right? In the first Adi Leela, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes that, you know, Mahaprabhu is a tree, is a trunk. The roots are Madhavendra Puri. The trunk is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then from whole tree, there are different branches are coming out. Because Mahaprabhu says that I cannot distribute the fruits of devotional service to each and every one of you from my two hands. Though Mahaprabhu can, but he wants to give credit to his devotees. So therefore, from that tree, various branches came out. And the 13th branch is that is of Pradyumna Mishra, of the Pradyumna Brahmachari. So Pradyumna Brahmachari basically was an ocean of love for Krishna, and Lord Gaurasundar, he basically put him on to his same level. He used to respect him a lot. So when Mahaprabhu, he returned from his South India trip, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he introduced Pradyumna Mishra to Lord as a very, very great Vaishnava. And then Pradyumna Mishra, he was later, when what we read in this whole chapter, that later he was instructed by Mahaprabhu to go to Ramananda Rai to hear Krishna Katha. This has been, you know, we have read extensively in this whole Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 5. So Pradyumna Mishra, basically, he took a birth in a Brahmin family, and you know, he was a householder, and he was very, you know, he holds a very good moral Vaishnava etiquette. So Mahaprabhu was very much pleased by the behavior of Pradyumna Mishra. So Pradyumna Mishra once, you know, one day he came to Mahaprabhu eagerly asking to hear about Harikatha. And with great humility, he said that Mahaprabhu said that I am not qualified to speak on such elevated matters. Because, you know, this is what, though we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. Of course, if not him, then who else will be qualified to speak on this such esoteric subject matter? But still, he wants to glorify his devotees. So he sent him to Ramananda Rai. And he said, you go and meet Ramananda Rai. And at that time, when he went to meet Ramananda Rai, this Pradyumna Mishra, he saw that Ramananda Rai was living in a Jagannath Vallabha garden. And there he was also working on one Nataka, that is Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. So the service he was engaged in for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath was just beyond our thinking, you know. And what he was doing is that he would prepare some young girls, some Devadasis for the performance of a play. And then he would train them, and that would be presented in front of Lord Jagannath. So that was his service. So first time when Pradyumna Mishra came to see Ramananda Rai, one of his servants told him that he's busy doing his work, and he asked Mishra to sit outside and wait. And Pradyumna Brahmachari, this Mishra, he was waiting a long time. So now this Pradyumna Brahmachari is basically married. He entered into a grahastha life. So we'll not name his as Pradyumna Brahmachari. We'll name his as Pradyumna Mishra. So, you know, he waited there for a long time. And then Ramananda Rai finished his service. And he came outside and learned from him that, you know, oh, you have been waiting for me so long. And you want to hear something. You want to talk to me. And, you know, he showed a proper Brahmin appropriate respect to Pradyumna Mishra. And he simply begged forgiveness also, that I have made an offense against you, that you have been waited for me for this whole day. But then Pradyumna Mishra, somehow, you know, he didn't feel, he said that, you know, it's already being late, so I'll take your leave now. So he didn't ask any questions from Ramananda Rai, and he left. Now, he left not because he doesn't want to ask questions, because he left because he got doubt in his mind. That sanshya, that doubt appeared in his mind because he saw how Ramananda Rai were training those two girls, were bathing them, dressing them, you know. So seeing all them, interaction of Ramananda Rai with the opposite sex, you know, that bewildered his mind. So he thought that, well, I don't know why Mahaprabhu directed me towards Ramananda Rai. So he didn't ask any question, and he, you know, came back. So after a few days, you know, he again met Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, so what, Mishra? So you met Ramananda Rai, and so you asked all the questions that you have about Krishna Katha, and you discussed. So just let me know what topics you all discussed. And then at first Pradyumna Mishra, he was feeling, you know, he felt, he just, you know, remained silent because of all the doubts he had about Ramananda Rai's behavior. And then Mahaprabhu, being the Paramatma situated in everyone's heart, he understood that, you know, Pradyumna Mishra is creating, he's making some khichdi in his mind, and you know that's not proper etiquette because he's misunderstanding the great devotee Ramananda Rai. And so Mahaprabhu started saying, you know, he told Mishra that I am a sannyasi and I consider myself to be renounced. But even if I hear the name of a woman, what to speak of seeing one, I feel an effect on my mind and body. So who is not moved by the sight of a woman? Everyone must listen to me. Let me tell you one thing about Ramananda Rai. Although they are so wonderful and uncommon that they really cannot be properly described. He personally serves Jagannath's young and beautiful Devadasis in every possible way. Because only Ramananda Rai can do. Only Rai Ramananda is Rai Ramananda. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed. So he's saying that I am a sannyasi. You know, I am in a renounced order of life. I do not interact with the woman. And what to talk, my mind is so flickering. You know, whenever I see a woman and forget about seeing a woman, whenever I hear about a woman, even I get transformation. This, you know, there is a vikar that happens in my body. Now, this is all, you know, Mahaprabhu is just out of humility. He's saying, we know that Mahaprabhu is such a strict brahmachari, is such a strict sannyasi, that definitely he's not on that level of what he is talking about. But still, this is the humility that Mahaprabhu is depicting, and he's saying and wants to glorify Ramananda Rai. And therefore, he's saying that only one person in this whole material creation, that is Rai Ramananda, can do this. Because when he touches the body, the female body, he doesn't get any transformation. He doesn't get any vikar in his body. His mind doesn't get agitated. You know, and this seva can only be done by Ramananda Rai. Thus saying that Ramananda Rai is a highly qualified to speak on matters connected to Krishna, the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent Pradyumna Mishra again. Go back again. And now you please talk to him about Krishna Katha and hear Krishna Katha. So we'll take a pause here and we'll see that how Mahaprabhu, you know, these are the two things that we'll draw parallel. Last time also we drew a parallel about how when Sanatan Goswami wants to commit suicide and Mahaprabhu said no, whereas when Chota Haridas committed suicide, Mahaprabhu said that's the appropriate punishment he should receive of what he has done. So here also we'll again draw parallel between Chota Haridas' act, where he was sent by Bhagavan Acharya to beg some rice from Madhavi Devi's home. And when Mahaprabhu came to know, he simply told one of his servant Govinda that from now onwards, I don't want to see this face of Chota Haridas because he is in a renounced order of life and he has interacted with a woman, so I really don't want to see his face. Now this Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they all pleaded to Mahaprabhu that what's his fault? Why you are being so strict? Why you are giving so strict punishment? You know, but Mahaprabhu said no. I don't want to see this face of Chota Haridas. And then we know that how Chota Haridas, he left his food, he left all his work, and for full 1 year he was waiting for Mahaprabhu's mercy. But then when Mahaprabhu, you know, he didn't become lenient, still, you know, then Chota Haridas, he gave up all his hope and finally he committed suicide. So, but later we know that after committing suicide, because he was an intimate servant of the Supreme Lord, an intimate associate, so he got his Siddha Deha as Gandharva, and every night he used to sing for Mahaprabhu, even after leaving his body. So from this pastime, Mahaprabhu is teaching. He is using basically Chota Haridas in this service to convey this message to the to worldwide that one who is in a renounced order of life should not interact with the opposite sex. Now, not only in the renounced order of life, but even if one is in grahastha, one should forbid oneself to, you know, come in contact with the opposite sex. So this is the example that, this is a lesson that we have to learn from this pastime of Chota Haridas. And even Mahaprabhu, even this, what is his name, Jagananda Pandit says that, you know, if we really want to have mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we should always remember this pastime of Chota Haridas. We should never, never, never forget this pastime of Chota Haridas, because Mahaprabhu, through him, laid down this basic principle that how one comes in contact with the opposite sex, even one hears or sees the sight, you know, it brings agitation in one's mind. So that should be avoided, because through this, if one comes in contact, because that will lead our spirituality to go down. Our whole spirituality will be doomed. So through that pastime, Mahaprabhu wants to establish this lesson that we all have to understand. Whereas we see the example of Ramananda Rai, where Ramananda Rai was simply dressing those, and bathing and dressing those Devadasis and were training them for this Nataka. So how we have to relate to this is that Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu himself said that he is the only one person in this whole creation, because only Ramananda Rai can do it. Because he, though he is present in his material body right now performing all the activities, but still he is not of this world. He is in his spiritual deha. He is in his spiritual body. And we know how Ramananda Rai is being described as Vishakha Sakhi, and sometimes as Arjuna Gopi, and sometimes, you know, as Arjun himself, because his father, Bhavananda Rai, was considered to be a Pandu, and his five sons were the five Pandavas, and Ramananda Rai was considered as Arjun. So this also we have to understand that, you know, how different personalities come in one person, you know, how to understand this is. And to that also, Kavi Karna Purana in his Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, he writes this, that, you know, it's not that all the personalities come and merge into one person, but it's that one person carries the mood of different personalities. So this is the nature that how we see that Ramananda Rai carrying the mood of Vishakha Devi, and sometimes he's been referred to as Lalita Devi. But, you know, Bhaktivinod Thakur says that he is Vishakha Devi. And sometimes he carries the mood of Arjuna Gopi, and of course as Arjun. So it's that he carries the mood of all those devotees, and therefore, you know, we say that he's mixed. You know, there are so many devotees that came in the form of Ramananda Rai. But ultimately, we have to understand that he is a gopi, he's in a gopi bhav, and that's what he was in his in this material world. Also, he was depicting his gopi bhav. So that really happens, you know, all these great acharyas, though they are in this material body, like Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they all are manjaris, right? They are all in gopi bhav, Raghunath Das Goswami. So, like right now we see that Raghunath Das Goswami is a, you know, he considered Rupa Goswami as his spiritual master. And he was also thinking that, oh, where is my Rupa? Where is my Sanatan Goswami? Where they have gone? Because I cannot survive now without them. I'm in so much separation of them. And he also want to commit, you know, suicide by giving up his body, by jumping off from Govardhan Hill when he was in Vrindavan. But he was also stopped, because there is some higher purpose that Mahaprabhu wants to use his body. So what point I'm trying to make is that, you know, how even Raghunath Das Goswami, he is also Manjari, Rati Manjari, and Rupa Goswami, who's a Rupa Manjari. They both are in Manjari Bhav. So what are they in their spiritual world is that they are together working to please the divine couple. But here, Rupa Goswami is considered to be the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami normally pays his obeisances to Rupa Goswami. But ultimately, when they are in their, when they go in trance, when they go in trance and they get into their spiritual body, then there is no question of being a spiritual master or a disciple. Then they were working together, though every Manjari is working under Rupa Goswami, because Rupa Manjari is the, you know, leader of all the Manjaris. But there no question of paying obeisances and so forth happens in the spiritual world. So similarly, we're here, Ramananda Rai, being in a gopi bhav, though he was in this material world, but he was not of this material world. So when he was training those Devadasis, he got into his spiritual deha. He got into his spiritual body as a gopi. So for him, dressing them, bathing them, training them to dance in front of Jagannath was of a normal behavior. That's what Manjari's gopis, they do. Right? That's what is there. They do it in a spiritual world. So for him, it's not different. But since we are in this material existence, we are in this material world and we are so much conditioned. So from this pastime of Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu is giving us that how to behave properly, how to have a proper moral conduct, how to have a proper etiquette. We should not imitate the pastimes of Ramananda Rai, thinking that, oh, I have also got into my spiritual deha now and I can interact with whomsoever I want. No, there we don't have to imitate him. And neither we do have to have a doubt about Ramananda Rai, just like Pradyumna Mishra was having. Because he is a very pure devotee. He is a manjari. He is in a gopi bhav with the divine couple. So with the pastime of Ramananda Rai, we have to understand that we are not no one to imitate these great personalities. Rather, we should seek lesson from them, that it's only Ramananda Rai who can have it. But people like us, if we converse with the opposite sex, then being so much conditioned, you know, definitely there will be a huge fall down. So we have to really restrain ourselves, restrict ourselves from all these things, and we should follow proper etiquettes and proper moral conduct. And to this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also made his commentary in his Anubhashya. He says, ordinarily, the Brahmin acts as the preceptor to the three Varnas. You know, the sannyasi is the guru of all the Brahmins in the three other ashramas. So that's what the another, you know, point that Mahaprabhu wants to teach through this incident, through this pastime of Ramananda Rai. So we'll move forward and we'll see, you know, what's there. But the point is that how Mahaprabhu was teaching that you have to go again to Ramananda Rai, and please don't misunderstand him. He is on a very, very pure level. Like we see one beautiful quote from Padma Purana also. Archya Shiladhir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Buddhir, where he says that Archya Shiladhir, Archya means the Archa Vigraha of the Supreme Lord, the deities in the temple. If we say that it is made up of some Shila, it is made up of some stone, some wood, that's an offense. So Archya Shiladhir, if one considers deity nothing but a stone, and Gurushu Naramatir, and your Gurudev, if we consider him that he is an ordinary human being, Vaishnavire Jara Buddhir, or any Vaishnava, we consider that he belongs to a particular caste or particular race or particular creed. Because a Vaishnava is a Vaishnava, period. There is no caste and creed. Even a low-born Shudra, when he accepts a bona fide spiritual master and gets introduced to a parampara, he becomes a Vaishnava. There is no more lesson, there is no more you know, differences that we can make on the level of some varna and ashramas. He becomes a Vaishnava. So if somebody thinks that, you know, a particular Vaishnava belongs to some caste and creed, then, you know, that's also a great offense. Then he says, Vishnur cha Vaishnavanam Kalim Lama Mathne Pada Tirthe Ambuddhi, that if somebody thinks that, you know, the Vaishnava, the water that has washed the holy feet of any Vaishnava, it has the potency to destroy all the sins in this age of Kali Yuga. So we all know that how when our Gurudev comes, we bathe, you know, we do the ceremony of foot bathing, and then finally we drink that water. So that water is so purifying because it has washed the lotus feet of a great Vaishnava. Right? So a person who thinks that water to be an ordinary water, and who thinks the name of a mantra of Vishnu, which can destroy all the evils, to be just ordinary sound, you know, that person has a hellish nature. That's what Padma Puran describes. So that's what even Mahaprabhu wants to teach to Pradyumna Mishra, that don't get any doubt about Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai is an intimate associate of mine, and he is a very, very pure devotee. So just don't open up the doors of hell for yourself by doubting the character of Ramananda Rai. And therefore, he said, you better go again to Ramananda Rai, and this time ask questions, that whatever questions you have for Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes about him, go and ask him, and he will definitely give you all the nectar that you are in search of. And then taking the instructions of Mahaprabhu, this Pradyumna Mishra, he again went to Ramananda Rai, and this time, you know, he basically asked all his questions, and he said, and then Ramananda Rai asked, so yesterday I think Adi Kadadhar Prabhu must have covered all that how Ramananda Rai welcomed him so nicely, and he said, yes, let me know, how can I serve you? And then he said, I want to hear about the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. And then Ramananda Rai said that, yes, he took him to the secluded place and he said, let me know what you want to hear. So this is also very important. You know, this deal leads us to the ninth offense, which says that to instruct a faithless person about Krishna's holy name. So when we just freely distribute the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna to a person who is not yet ripened, who is not eligible, then that's an offense. And Ramananda Rai, he knew that, he said, I don't want to just blurt out, you know, because he knew that if I go on, I'll go in trance. So he wants that Pradyumna Mishra, he wants to check whether he is the correct vessel that can hold the water, the nectar of Krishna Katha or not. So he asked him, let me know, what do you want to hear about Krishna Tattva? Do you just want to swim superficially, or you want to go deep dive into the ocean? And then Pradyumna Mishra, he said, he put forward his desire that I want to hear the conversation that happened, you know, with Mahaprabhu. You and Mahaprabhu had that conversation on the banks of Godavari River. I want to hear everything about that. And then Ramananda Rai, he started, and both of them went into the deep discussion, because Ramananda Rai was a mono actor at that time, because he was acting on the behalf of Mahaprabhu, because he was putting forward questions also and he was replying also. So he was, you know, taking the part of both, you know, himself and Mahaprabhu. And he narrated the whole pastime to Pradyumna Mishra. And at that time, Pradyumna Mishra and both of them, they got, Ramananda Rai was basically, he went into trance by describing all that pastimes that happened with Mahaprabhu and the discussions that happened, where Mahaprabhu was saying, eho bhaje, that all this is irrelevant. Tell me something deep. And finally, when the topic of Srimati Radharani came, and then Mahaprabhu was so much satisfied. So we did, you know, we have already covered that Ramananda Samvad in our Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful, beautiful section. You all can go ahead and read it again. And but when Ramananda Rai was telling all this to Pradyumna Mishra, Pradyumna Mishra's heart was so much, more and more he was hearing, more and more his heart was getting satisfied. And they basically, both of them lost the track of time also. And one of the servant, he intervened and he told that it's already evening time. And so at that time, Ramananda Rai gave a stop onto his discussion. And then Pradyumna Brahmachari left. So when he left, that time, a few days later, Ramananda Rai, you know, that's what we did today, that after returning home, Pradyumna Mishra, he bathed and he ate his meal, and in the evening he came to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in such a trance that the whole path he was simply dancing. He was dancing because his heart was dancing, because his heart was filled with Krishna Prem that Ramananda Rai has, you know, told all, everything about Krishna. So his heart was filled with Krishna Prem. So naturally Krishna was dancing in the heart. So externally he was also, you know, dancing, and he, the whole time he was dancing, and finally he came back. And then when he came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he said, Prabhura Charana Vande Ulasita Mane Prabhu Kahe Krishna Katha Haila Shravane. And in great happiness, he worshipped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord inquired, have you heard all the topics about Lord Sri Krishna? Because this time Mahaprabhu was pretty sure that I have sent him. So definitely, you know, he must have heard the beautiful pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna from Ramananda Rai. And then Mishra kahe, Prabhu kora kartath karila. He said, oh my Lord, you have literally, you know, obliged me by sending me to Ramananda Rai. Krishna kathamrita arnave mora dubila. Arnave means the ocean. You made me drown in that nectarian ocean of the talks of Sri Krishna. So he was so happy and he was so grateful to Mahaprabhu that Mahaprabhu has sent him to such a great devotee, to Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai katha kaila na haya manushya nahi rai Krishna bhakti rasamaya. And now this time Pradyumna Mishra is glorifying Ramananda Rai, saying that I misunderstood him to be an ordinary person, but no, he is not an ordinary human being. He's so much absorbed in devotional service. He is a sakshat murti of Krishna bhakti rasa. He is saying, Manushya nahi rai, rai, Ramananda Rai is not an ordinary human being. What he is? Krishna bhakti rasamaya. Since he is always absorbed in Krishna bhakti, so for me it seems that he is a vigraha, he is a murti of Krishna bhakti rasa. So that's how, you know, Pradyumna Mishra is now glorifying Ramananda Rai. Hara eka katha raya kahila amare Krishna katha vakta kari na jani hamore. There is one another thing Ramananda Rai said to me. Do not consider me the speaker of these talks about Krishna. So this is one another thing that when we get this opportunity to speak about Krishna katha, we should not think that it's me who is speaking. That pride should not come in. You know, rather before speaking anything of Lord Sri Krishna's topics related to his pastimes, his qualities, his gunas, anything, we should always bow down to our spiritual master. We should always seek blessings from the deities. We should always seek blessings and mercy from the Vaishnavas, because we are no one. The moment we think that, oh, it's me who is speaking, you know, there is a huge fall down. That's what, you know, is being taught here, is the lesson that is conveyed by Ramananda Rai, where Ramananda Rai said, because he, when Pradyumna Mishra said that, oh, you drowned me, he told to Ramananda Rai also that you literally drowned me into the ocean of that nectarian talks of Krishna. And then Ramananda Rai said, no, it's not me who is speaking. I'm not the speaker. Who is then there? Then Mora Mukha Katha Kahena Apana Gaura Chandra. So from my mouth, all that whatever you have heard is coming from Gaura Chandra. So Gaura Chandra was sitting on my tongue and he himself was speaking. So he is the doer. I am nothing. Yai Chaka Hetai Chikahi Yena Vina Yantra. And he said, this is Pradyumna Mishra is conveying to Mahaprabhu, that Ramananda Rai told me that no, whatever you heard from me, my tongue was, you know, Gaura Sundar was sitting on my tongue. And whatever you heard is he who is speaking. I am not the doer. I am just an instrument that, you know, Mahaprabhu is playing, and I am simply vibrating the way he is playing. Just like Veena, you know, we know that how it has three strings. So it depends upon the person who plays. Like we know that Narada Muni, he is the super player of that veena. Narada Muni bhajaye veena Radhika Ramana name. So when Narada Muni is playing his veena, and the words of Radhika Ramana is coming out. So it depends upon the person who is playing that instrument, that how, which tune he wants to come out. So the same way he, Ramananda Rai, is saying that I am just an instrument. I'm just that veena. I'm just that instrument. And it's Mahaprabhu who is playing those strings, and whichever string he's playing, so that is what is coming out, because he himself is sitting in my mouth. The same thing happened with the our dear Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, when this Harinam Chintamani came up. So this is what it is, basically a dialogue between Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, where Mahaprabhu posed different questions, that how this Harinam is going to benefit, how is going to benefit to the plants, how is going to benefit to the trees, how is going to benefit to other insects and all the other species of life. And you know, that's the whole discussion, we already covered that. And then even Haridas Thakur said, "Hey Mahaprabhu, what are you talking about? You, your Lord himself, you have come and you have propagated this holy name, and now the glories of holy name you are asking me to say the glories of holy name, but still I accept it. I accept it as a service, because I'm pretty sure you ask this for my purification also. Only you want me, myself, to get 100% pure from my heart. Therefore, you are giving this opportunity for me to speak. And you want me to speak, I'll accept it." That's what the real humility is. Not always saying that I'm so fallen. Oh, I cannot speak. I cannot say anything. I have no. When the opportunity arises, we should accept it wholeheartedly, still taking blessings from Krishna, taking blessings from our Gurudev, that it's not me who will be speaking, Gurudev. It's that you have to recite on my tongue and you have to say whatever has to come out. And that's what happened with Haridas Thakur also. Haridas Thakur literally prayed to Gaura Sundar. He said, "Oh Mahaprabhu, you have asked all these questions and you know that I'm not qualified, but accepting it as a service, as a command that is coming from you, I accept it. Now I also request you to please take your residence on my tongue, and whatever you want to come out, you should speak from my tongue and the glories of all holy name." And that's what is we hear about Harinam Chintamani, which was later, you know, described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So anyway, then text 74, Mora mukhe kaya kaya kara prachara prithvi ete ke jani belila tanahara. In this way, the Lord speaks through my mouth to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness within the world. Who will understand this pastime of the Lord? So this is what Ramananda Rai is conveying. And Pradyumna Mishra is saying it to Mahaprabhu, that all this thing was told by Ramananda Rai, glorifying you, my Lord, that you are the one who, why are taking the medium of Ramananda Rai, you know, described all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So then he said that whatever I have heard from Ramananda Rai is just like a nectarian ocean of discourses about Krishna. Even the demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma, cannot understand all these topics, what Ramananda Rai has heard. So definitely we know, because Ramananda Rai is the Gopi Bhav in his spiritual constitutional position, which are definitely, you know, much more higher than all those demigods. So what experience, you know, they have in Vrajabhav Bhakti is altogether very different than what we have in Vaikuntha, and then what we have in Indraloka and Brahmaloka and so on and so forth. Then we'll go text number 17. Hey narasa pana mora korila tumi janme janme tomara paya vakila na ami. So he said, "My dear Lord, you have made me drink this transcendental nectar of Krishna Katha. Therefore, I'm sold to your lotus feet life after life." So this is the mood of a devotee. When a devotee gets to hear this nectarian katha, to from anyone, he should be grateful. He and she should be grateful. The devotee should be very, very grateful, because it's not that he himself thinks that I'm eligible to hear, but it's by the mercy of the Vaishnavas that we get to hear about Krishna Katha. So we should be very, very grateful to them. And also we should be very, very grateful to our spiritual masters. That's what he's saying. I'm sold out servant to your lotus feet now, life after life. Janme janme prabhu kai, right? When he says that, you know, that, oh, my spiritual master, you are my master life after life. I have now sold out myself to you because you have accepted me as your disciple. That's the mood of a devotee. When devotee prays, devotee should pray like this to one's spiritual master. Prabhu kahe Ramananda vinaya rakhani apanara katha paramunde na dena ani. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramananda Rai is a mine of great humility. Therefore, he has attributed his own words to another's intelligence. So he's saying it's out of humility that he's giving credit to me, but it's whatever Ramananda Rai Sai is saying out of his own experience. He is the real person who can tell about you about Krishna Katha. So this is the natural characteristic of those who are in advanced devotional service, that they do not personally speak of their own qualities. This good appreciation should come from the spiritual master and other great Vaishnavas. So then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that I have described but just a fraction of the transcendental attributes of Ramananda Rai, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself thinks so much insignificant in describing the qualities of Ramananda Rai. So he said that I have described you just a fraction of attributes of Ramananda Rai as was revealed when he instructed Pradyumna Mishra. And then he said, although Ramananda Rai was a householder, he was not under the control of the six kinds of bodily changes. Although apparently a pounds and shillings man, he advised even persons in the renounced order of life. So this is what I was talking before, where I just interrupted my own self, where Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami comments, you know, on this topic, and that how Ramananda Rai is a grahastha, right? But still, he was engaged in his active life in the world. But it should be clear that, you know, he is beyond all that anarthas that a proper, you know, the six deadly sins, that is lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication, and envy, that a householder may possess. Ramananda Rai was beyond all this. So this is what Lord want to teach through this whole pastime of Pradyumna Mishra and Ramananda Rai. Because what Lord wants to say is that Pradyumna Mishra, you are a Brahman, right? So normally Brahmins think, oh, we are the on a very high level, and we are the one who perform all the sacrifices, so we have a leading position in the society. This is what about the the varnas he's talking about. But he's also giving the example of ashramas, where because Brahmins, one is that sannyas order. So what Mahaprabhu was saying, that whether one may be a sannyasi or one may be a shudra, so it, irrespective of any varna or any ashrama, one should not think that I am on a high level. That should not be the mood. Because when we see the case of varnas, the Brahmins are highest. But when we see this case of the ashramas, then the sannyas ashram is the highest ashram. But here, through this example, Mahaprabhu is telling that Ramananda Raya is neither a sannyasi, is neither a Brahmin. He is from the Shudra caste and he is a grahastha, he is a householder. So irrespective of any varna and ashrama, a person can say something about the Supreme Lord. And this is what even Mahaprabhu is saying, that yehi Krishna tatva vita sei guru haya. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna can become a spiritual master. So through this pastime of Pradyumna Mishra and Ramananda Raya, Mahaprabhu is also setting up this example that, you know, we should not think that only a sannyasi or only one who is in a Brahmin class can, you know, this give some kind of discourses. No, anyone who is onto this level of knowing Krishna Tattva can impart this knowledge to the other societies, to the other members of the society. So as we all know that Ramananda Rai was neither a sannyasi, was neither a Brahmin, he was from the Shudra, and because he was, you know, he was in a governor, official governor, he was working, right? He was in a Shudra class and he was a householder, but still through this pastime, Mahaprabhu wants to establish this pastime, this lesson also. It's already 11:55. Okay. So then, you know, moving on to our verses. So, ei sabha guna tanra prakashta karite mishra pathila tana shavana karite. To demonstrate this transcendental attributes of Ramanandaraya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Pradyumna Mishra to hear discourses from Krishna about him. And then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knows very well how to demonstrate the qualities of his devotees. Therefore, just acting like an artistic painter, he does in so various ways and considers his personal profit. So to this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives various examples. And what are those examples? That how Mahaprabhu can do everything. You know, it's nothing that Mahaprabhu can't do, but still he wants to give credit to his devotees. So just like an artistic painter, he does it in so many various ways. You know, he puts on his brushes here and there, but you know, starting it looks like that it's all going haphazard, but finally when the whole painting comes out, it looks so beautiful. So this is what, you know, Mahaprabhu is also doing. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the future verses will giving the example that how Mahaprabhu as a painter is painting this beautiful picture. And that's what he's saying. So in 84, he's saying, Sanyasi pandita raga ganare karita garva nasha nicha shudra dware karena dharmera prakasha. So Sanyasi pandita, you know, a person who is in the renounced order of life, and a pandita, that is, who is a learned scholar. Karite garvanasha. He is literally, you know, smashing their pride, because he is sending this Brahmin to a low class Shudra, to Ramananda Rai, to hear Krishna Katha. And this way he spreads the real religious principle that even a Shudra, a low man, a fourth class man can do so. It's not only the propriety of some renunciants or learned scholars, but whosoever knows about Krishna Bhakti, knows about Krishna Tattva, can impart this knowledge and can become a guru. And then, next verse, bhakti prema tattva kahe raye kari vakta apani pradyumna mishra sahara e sotra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached about this devotional service, this ecstatic love and the absolute truth by making Ramananda Rai, a grahastha born in a low family, the speaker. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the exalted Brahmana sannyasi, and the Pradyumna Mishra, the purified Brahmana, both became the hearer of Ramananda Rai. So this is what Mahaprabhu is establishing, that I'm sending you who is for Brahmin class, and I myself who is a renounced order of life, we both are hearing from Ramananda Rai, because Ramananda Rai knows about Krishna Tattva. And then next example he gives us of Haridas Thakur that we have already discussed, that Haridase Dware Nama Mahatne Prakashe, that how Mahaprabhu exhibited this glories of holy name through the mouth of Haridas Thakur. It's not that Mahaprabhu himself cannot propagate or establish the glories of holy name, but it's he wants to give credit to his devotee, so he gives credit to Haridas Thakur and makes him a Namacharya, because he makes him glorify the holy name, who was born basically in a Muslim family. And secondly, Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilasa. Through Sanatana Goswami, he established, you know, the essence of devotional service, Bhakti Siddhanta Vilasa, through the essence of devotional service was being established by Sanatana Goswami. So that credit goes to Sanatana Goswami. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that Mahaprabhu wants to give this credit to Sanatana Goswami, and therefore he trained Sanatana Goswami, and therefore through Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu exhibited this essence of devotional service. So he's just using his servants into his service. And Rupa Dware, through Rupa Goswami, what he did, Vrajera Prema Rasalila. He, through Rupa Goswami, the Lord fully exhibited the ecstatic love and the transcendental pastimes of Vrindavan. So, ke bhujite gara gambhira chaitanya rakhila. Considering all this, who can understand the deep plans of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then 88 verse, which is very, very important verse. Shri Krishna Leela, Shri Chaitanya Leela, Amritera Sindhu, Trijagat Bhashite Pare Yara Eka Bindu. Shri Chaitanya Leela, this whole Shri Chaitanya Leela is like Amritra Sindhu, is like a nectar ocean of nectar. You know, and just one drop, Trijagat Bhashite. Trijagat means all the three worlds can be inundated by Eka Bindu, by just getting this one drop of this ocean of Chaitanya Leela. It's so vast, it's so blissful to swim in the ocean of Chaitanya Leela. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that just one drop from this ocean of Chaitanya Leela can inundate this whole three worlds in Krishna Bhakti, in Krishna Prema. So how important it is to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he is establishing in the next verse. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Kara Pana Yaha Haita Prema Nanda Bhakti Tattva Jnana. O devotees, he is now instructing the readers of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is instructing every one of us. O devotees, relish daily this nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And by Krishna's mercy, we are doing it. Daily we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For by doing so, one can merge in transcendental bliss. Yata haite prema ananda bhakti tattva jnana. So one gets merged, one gets drowned in this ocean of transcendental bliss and can attain full knowledge of devotional service. Bhakti tattva, the tattva of devotional service, the knowledge of devotional service, once it gets revealed, once who read this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the last verse of today, Ei Mata Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gana Lana Nila Chale Viharaya Bhakti Praricharya. Thus Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by his devotees, his pure devotees, his associates, enjoyed transcendental bliss in Jagannath Puri Nila Chala by preaching this bhakti cult in many ways. So this is how, you know, we can see day by day when we are transiting from this Adi Leela to Madhya Leela to Antya Leela, where we are getting to hear this beautiful pastimes with his intimate associates, we come to know that really Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is a PhD level. It's not PhD level because we can say that, oh, while reading, it's so easy, you know, just it's a kind of a pastime, it's just a kind of a story, and we can just go through. It's much easier than what Bhagavad Gita is, because Bhagavad Gita is totally in philosophy. But why it is considered to be a PhD level is because when we go through these pastimes, we get to learn so much, and we really have to have, you know, the proper understanding to understand the mood of the devotees. Because otherwise, seeing the example of Chota Haridas and seeing the example of Sanatan Goswami and seeing the example of Ramananda Rai, if we are not deep dive into the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, we'll misunderstood their character, and even the doubts will come in our mind, and that will doom our spiritual life. So to understand their mood, to understand them, can only happen when our intelligence is properly sharpened, you know, by the words of Bhagavad Gita. Through Bhagavad Gita, when the 10th class study, the high school class study, when happens, you know, when we are fully trained to accept, then comes Srimad Bhagavatam, where we see so many pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna with his, and of course, the pastimes of his devotees. But here, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's everything is hidden. We have to, just like from the cotton ball, you can pluck up so many cotton and you can make a mountain of a cotton. So similarly, from one pastime, we can take out so many lessons and try to imbibe in our life. That's why Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be a PhD level. Because understanding of Bhakti Tattva happens in high school, where we understand the Bhagavad Gita, you know, the philosophical understanding. But how to apply that philosophical understanding through these beautiful pastimes? How to, you know, come onto the platform of Raganuga Bhakti and transiting from Vaidhi Bhakti? That has been taught us by Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So we should be eternally grateful to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and, of course, to our dear Srila Prabhupada, that how, you know, if Srila Prabhupada would have not taken up this effort, then we would have not relished this nectar. So we should be eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada, just like how Pradyumna Mishra was grateful to Mahaprabhu because Mahaprabhu has sent him to Ramananda Rai, because of which he was drowned in that ocean of transcendental bliss. Similarly, we should also be grateful to our dear Srila Prabhupada. It's because of his mercy only that we are able to relish this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, you know, it's very hard for us to go deep into Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We'll be just swimming superficially in that ocean of nectarian bliss. But it's because of Prabhupada that we got this opportunity to dive deep into it. So one last thing I would just say and conclude my session, that how when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was giving the example that how Mahaprabhu gives the credit to others. He gave credit to Ramananda Rai being a householder and a low-class devotee. He gave the example of Sanatan Goswami, that how Mahaprabhu glorified Sanatan Goswami of establishing the essence of devotional service, though he was also from a Muslim background. And then he gave the example of Haridas Thakur, then Rupa Goswami. Similarly, in now also we can see that how Mahaprabhu, if he would have done, it was not impossible for him to inundate this the whole world into Krishna Prema. But he gave this opportunity to our dear Srila Prabhupada. Through Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instructions, our dear Srila Prabhupada was used as an instrument by Mahaprabhu to propagate this Krishna consciousness, you know, worldwide. And now, because of Srila Prabhupada only, we are here. Though we are not able to meet in person, but still on Zoom, we are so much connected to each other. And we have a huge Prabhupada family. It's all because of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, because he was used as an instrument in Mahaprabhu's mission. So Mahaprabhu used him personally. So this is another example that we can come up with. Okay, so thank you all so much. It's 12:07. I'm so sorry, because it's so beautiful. These pastimes are really relishing, and I relished it when I was reading. I relished it when I'm speaking, and I know that, you know, I may have committed a lot of mistakes to it, but please, you Saragrahi Vaishnava, just accept whatever good was there and take it that it's all coming from Krishna's, my Gurudev's mercy, and rest whatever was incorrect. Please kindly press that delete button and just delete it from that, and forgive me for all the offenses that I might have committed while giving this thing. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much for inundating us in that ocean. Really, really, really wonderful. And I think when you speak, so much happiness spreads because you relish Chaitanya Charitamrita so much. So even the audience catch that that mood, and we feel so happy inside and outside. Very nice. Wonderful, Mataji. Thank you so much for bringing it up, bringing these verses, throwing light on them. And I really loved how Mahaprabhu was literally playing that instrument on the devotees, like bringing out the essence from different devotees, and the painting, how he's just using them as, like, you know, brush strokes, like how you were explaining. It is so nice, and how he brought out, she showed through these different devotees like Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami, and Ramananda Rai about real Vaishnava etiquette. What is real Vaishnava etiquette? So external designations do not matter at all. How nice, so nice, Mataji. I really relished the class. Thank you so much. I don't have any questions, but fantastic flow of thought, and especially towards the end, how you were glorifying Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful, Mataji. And I didn't see any faults or mistakes. It was so nice. It was so nice. Haribol.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni Mataji. And, you know, to this also, I was contemplating when I was reading all this, that how a Vaishnava thinks, you know, that I am not qualified. So same here, whenever, you know, I want to express this to everyone, that whenever Preeti Vilasni Mataji gives me this opportunity to speak Chaitanya Charitamrita, I literally feel unqualified. I shiver, I tremble, and I make a lot of excuses somehow or other, you know, to skip the class or, you know, not to give the class. But then, you know, second thought comes in that this is the opportunity that I can render to my Gurudev. that, you know, and of course for my own purification, because when we prepare for the class, we get deep into it. So that really helps me also. So that's, I want to confess in front of everybody that this is what my situation is also, that when she comes and she tells that you have to give class, oh, at first instance, I feel like, oh, what excuse I can make that this Wednesday I'm not free. And another thing comes up that, no, this is not what my Gurudev wants. If really I'm free and if I can give, then why not? I should give. And, you know, I really then prepare for the class. So thank you so much, Preeti Vilasni Mataji, for engaging me in this service.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Jidha Sundari Mataji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Be honest, when you are given a first class Atmaram, there is this very high level, Mataji. I just pray to Guru Radhanath Maharaj that, Maharaj, I love this Mataji, but not understand that lecture. And somehow, Mataji, what to what understand by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev. Yes, Mataji, you explained so nicely about that Grihastha or Brahmachari, or by the example of Ramananda and Haridas Thakur and all the Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Vasudev Datta, that Mataji, whenever we get the opportunity, we have to shout Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath. By the mercy of Gurudev, we can speak little bit about Krishna Katha. And Mataji, whatever you speak, it's touched to heart. Believe me, Mataji, from last 5 days, I'm not able to come because my Gurudev is taking us Shidam Rindavandam from morning 6:30. Vishwaru Prabhuji, 1 hour Shidam Rindavandam, after that Gurudev Katha. So please forgive me that I joined by 11:30. Mataji, koti koti danvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. So nicely explained about Narad Muni Bhajat Hai Radhika Raman Rai. Narad Muni Bhajat Hai Radhika Ramana Rai. Sure, Mataji, I hear your lecture in afternoon. Koti koti danvat pranam. Thank you, Bhakti Charu Maharaj and H.H. Radharad Maharaj. What to what we all enjoy. We just dubki lagate, Mataji. Whenever you explain the kathas, and so honestly, Mataji, so humble way, you, Priti Vilasini, Lalitangi Gopi, that is our past karma, Mataji, that we get a, such a strong Vaishnava association. Hearing, yes, Mataji, still reading 10, 15 minutes Chaitanya Charanamrut, not more than that. But when we hear from Senior Vaishnava, because your sadhana is so strong, Adhikadadar Prabhu, it's directly touched to heart, Mataji. Please, please, never think that I am not qualified. Always give your association and blessing. Hari Hari Gauranga, Danvat Pranam, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for all your sincerity. And as you said that you are hearing that even I'm doing that parikrama, and but I do it in the evening because the morning times are not suitable for me. So that's really relishing. Even I'm relishing that parikrama marg, you know, they're taking us and so beautifully they have done it. So thank you.
Because Mataji, whenever we take only 1 minute, please forgive me all Vaishnava. Yeah. Whenever we depressed to serve the Bhaktivedanta Hospital patient, because we cannot see the pain, especially in ICU and NICU, that time Vishwaru Prabhuji take us in a Vrindavan Dham. That much potency in that lecture. He's the left hand of Srila Gurudev. He left abroad 1 month that I want to serve Gurudev. So that there is so purity in their class. That's why not able morning class and afternoon class. Please forgive me for this month. Koti koti danvat pranam to all Vaishnava.
Hearing your Gurudev is much more higher, because Guru Vakya is Mahavakya. But yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thank you for all your appreciation, and thank you for all your sincerity and all your presence. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I did have one question. I mean, I don't know, but I just I was thinking of this while you were talking. So we made so much analysis of Ramananda Rai, and I was just curious to know, is there any mention in any Chaitanya Charitamrita or anywhere about Ramananda Rai's family? Meaning, I could understand as you were talking that he was a grihastha, but his wife, children, any mention anywhere?
Yeah, I didn't come across anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for that.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanwad Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
After reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was talking to my mother in India, and she was eager to read Chaitanya Charitamrita because she finished Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So she was asking me, what should I read now? So I asked her to purchase Chaitanya Charitamrita, and she started reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as she started reading, you know, she was crying all time after reading it. She said, like, my illusion of the life is gone.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. It's a love of Krishna. Yeah. So much in that Chaitanya Charitamrita. So wonderful.
Thank you.
Another question is that once a person in a renounced life, they should avoid the opposite sex associations. But to me, it looks like when there is something topic like this today, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Brahmana Pradyumna Mishra to Ramananda Rai because he's the Krishna Tattva, knows very well.
Mm.
So similar way also, for who is in a renounced life, he should also, can he hear also the Krishna Tattva from even is coming from other opposite personality also, you know, because they are serving Krishna Prema, Krishna Tattva. So Saranam is important, like today's topic. Even someone have, I am not in a renounced life, but after hearing from you, I feel like Saranam is so important. Not only just reading. Saranam is important. So you can Saranam. So the renounced persons of can also hear from other opposite sex or something.
Yeah, because yes, of course they can hear. That's not a problem. Because when it comes to hearing, a person who is giving the session, who is talking about Krishna Katha, we should not consider him to be of any caste, creed, or any sex.
Right.
Because we should only focus on Shravanam, and we should only focus on the Kirtanam that the person is doing. So even if we, if we hear from some other sex, I give you the example of my case. We are in Hillsboro, North Carolina, and we have here our Gurudev is like the GBC. His holiness Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So every day, you know, during the Bhagavatam class, normally he gives, but it happens that he wants to give opportunity to his disciples and other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So there are a lot of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who get to sit in front of Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj and is giving class. So there, it's not that Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj doesn't know anything. He just wants to give the opportunity to others. And he listens from his female disciples, male disciples. Everybody gives class in front of him. And very, you know, strictly and very attentively, Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj listens to their classes also. So when it comes to Krishna Katha, it can be imparted from anywhere. But yes, okay. To Prabhupada, you know, in Bhagavatam, he always gives us this warning that though Krishna Katha is so pure, but it's just like a milk. Like milk is so nourishing, but the moment it is touched by a serpent, the same milk, instead of nourishing, it becomes a deadly poison. So we should restrict ourselves from hearing non-devotees, especially from the Mayavadis. But when it comes to the devotees, you know, it should not be the criteria of any caste, creed, or sex.
That's why I was clearing also. It should be hearing from anyone, those who knows very Krishna Tattva and have a very devotions to the Lord Krishna, so we can hear from anyone. Yeah,
yes,
that please. Was my point also. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for sharing, you know. That really shows when the tears came out from your eyes, even my eyes got little wet, that how much we can relish from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So definitely your mom is really fortunate that, you know, she is relishing and tears are coming out from her eyes.
And after reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raja Goswami Maharaj went 3 times by home. And she got a name.
Wow, Jai.
Spiritual name. So I enjoyed so much.
Very nice. That's the aspiration of every one of us. That when we read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the tears of happiness, the tears of separation, the tears of longing to unite with Krishna should come out. That's the real aspiration.
It's like after arriving Radha Goswami Maharaj, and she was about to finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. She says like that, Krishna is coming to home, sending the Guru Maharaj. Or somebody, like, you know, those kind of things happen. She felt like that after reading all those. Some Vaishnava, very good fortune Vaishnava, came to my home. That's why she felt. Sometimes felt like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of us when we read something like this. So much an actor in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Keep reading over and over.
Yes. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, Mataji, if there is no question, can you please, whatever you like to sing, bhajan. We are bothering you, but we love you too much. Please accept our koti koti dandavat pranam. Sing whatever you like. And yes, Mataji, I agree with Prabhuji. When we hear, we read Sisi Bhagavatam, Sisi Bhagavad Gita, then the rasa is coming from Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Sundari. Thank you so much, Mataji. You always take us very deep in Chaitanya. I missed so many days, but still I can grasp, you know, I could understand the essence. Thank you, Mataji, for taking us all. Very, very nice.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Yeah.
Please go ahead, Mataji.
Mataji, please go ahead. Lakshmi Mataji, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Such a wonderful class, Mataji. So it's such a, see, higher level of transcendental level. We are even fortunate to hear this. So there's no questions or we cannot go and dig on it, but we are very much fortunate to hear it from you, Mataji. Thank you so much. I'm just not a question, Mataji, but I wanted to know from your view, because I don't want to make any assumption, because in Rupa Goswami as well as Sanatana Goswami's pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was teaching them. He was giving the instruction by himself. He didn't allow them to go to anywhere or to go to some other devotees. But here, Mahaprabhu decided to send him to Ramananda Rai, and also Mahaprabhu said that, I don't know to talk about this. So how do you, can you shed some light on these two? Like, what is the decision that Mahaprabhu took that he has to give, personally has to guide somewhere, and in another place he is not guiding? So I can understand he want to bring out the glories of Ramananda Rai, that I can get it from your class. But is there any other hidden messages or any other details to know, Mataji?
Thank you, Mataji, for always putting such deep questions. Yeah, to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu himself instructed them, as we all know about Rupa Shiksha and Sanatana Shiksha. But when it comes in the case of Ramananda Rai also, there is a whole Ramananda Samvad, the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that happens also. But in that case, you know, though Mahaprabhu is saying that I was simply listening to Ramananda Rai, but that's not the case. Actually, Mahaprabhu was digging out the messages from Ramananda's heart, because Ramananda Rai, he started off establishing the Varnashrama highest, and then it went on, then how the sakhas, then the vatsalya bhava, and finally Mahaprabhu was keep on saying, Eyo bhaja, you keep on saying, it's all irrelevant. You know, this is not related to topic, what I want to hear. That means Mahaprabhu knows insight and he wants to bring Ramananda Rai on to that highest conclusion that Krishna bhakti can be achieved only through that prema, madhurya bhava. He wants to establish that. And that comes from dear Srimati Radharani. So first thing that we have to understand is that even Ramananda Rai was trained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself trained. Though officially we see that he didn't impart it proper instructions or proper shiksha, just like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, but still that conversation that happened there, Ramananda Rai, there also Ramananda Rai was properly trained by Mahaprabhu to bring him to the right and highest conclusion of Bhakti Tattva. Now, in Pradyumna Mishra case, yes, as we have already discussed, how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has already said, that it was not difficult. It's not difficult for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish anything. So if he wants, he would have simply guided Pradyumna Mishra also. But he there, as you rightly pointed out, that he wants to glorify his devotees. He wants to test Ramananda Rai, what he have understood properly or not. And he's, you know, we can think of, but that's the real point is that, you know, he wants to give credit to his devotees. He wants to give credit to Ramananda Rai and establishing this fact that there is no caste and creed. You know, this is an important point that he wants to set up, because the society in those days was such that, you know, the Brahmins were thinking, since we are doing all those ritualistic activities, so we are the highest and we are the leaders of the society. And the sannyasis, because the Mayavadi sannyas was prevailing at that time, so they were thinking that, you know, we are the highest and, you know, everybody should bow down to us and we should lead the society. So in that case, Mahaprabhu also want to establish the second point that no, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter whether a person is from any varna or from any ashrama, because a point is that whosoever understands this bhakti tattva can become the real guru. So this is the second important point that Mahaprabhu wants to establish, and he used Pradyumna Mishra in establishing this point by sending him to Ramananda Rai.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you very much, Mataji, for that clarification. And Ramananda Rai is also in some of the lectures, Prabhuji used to say he's Arjun. He's a part of Arjun. So he's Arjun. He's Vishakha Sakhi. So like so many, I'm not sure, but...
That's what I just pointed out, this, that, you know, there are multiple personalities, the moods and devotion of multiple personalities come in one person when they come and interact in this material world. So that's why we say that, you know, he has the mood of Vishakha Sakhi, he has the mood of Lalita Sakhi, and he is also Arjun, but the mood is... because he carries the mood of those personalities. So that's why we say that, you know, they are themselves. But ultimately, Ramananda Rai is in a gopi bhav. He is Vishnu. That's what Bhakti means.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. So wonderful to hear about all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, I can understand, Mataji, that Pradyumna Mishra, he also was a highly elevated soul. But he too, at the moment when he saw Ramananda Rai, he just mistook it. So how much careful we have to be. We are in the material world, so we should never see any devotees and come to that wrong conclusion. So that's a very good lesson I got, Mataji. Thank you so much. And always waiting for your class, Mataji. Jai Sachinandana, Hare Krishna.
We don't have to be judgmental. And it's very easy for us. The moment we see something, immediately the judgmental conclusive statement comes up. So, you know, we should really avoid it. Because externally, everybody, even if we see a devotee or a materialistic person, everybody is working 9-to-5 job. So externally, we see that both are engaged in that materialistic activities. But it all depends upon the consciousness. Because a materialistic person, he works 9-to-5 job to earn money and to use that money in his own self-sense gratification. Whereas a devotee who is also working for 9-to-5 job is also waiting for his paycheck. But is his consciousness or her consciousness of working is way together different, because that devotee is working for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, just to give some pleasure, give satisfaction to the Supreme Lord, not for one's own sense gratification. So externally the activities may remain same, but an outsider can judge, and when we judge, you know, it's really wrong on our path, that we should not judge the devotees just apparently externally seeing them. But we should really, you know, be careful for the, in that case. Yes, Lakshmi Mataji, thank you so much. Thank you for bringing that point.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji, and beautiful question and answer. Very, very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shyama Gauri Mataji. Thank you for always giving a chirping voice.
Hare Krishna Kitida Mataji, thank you so much for again this once again Nectarian class. Mataji, as we are talking about Ramananda Rai, so he is like Arjuna in his previous life and Sakis. So I have a question, Mataji. When we see all the parshads in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, they are like when we take Murari Gupta, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are all Sakis like that. So, I have a question. Only like, how to put in question? People in previous incarnations are able to get association of Mahaprabhu's association in this Leela, or regular devotees can also raise to the platform of a Parshad and can get the association in his Leelas? Are there any like examples in our scriptures like regular devotees who has taken the birth on this land and raised to the position of a Parshad and is getting a chance as a Parshad in his Leela?
Good question. So when we see Chaitanya Leela and when we see Krishna Leela or any Rama Leela, yes, the eternal associates of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, they come and they participate in that Leela. That's for sure. Because Krishna, when he comes, when he came rather, it says that like just our president, if he travels to another country, the president's, the whole entourage goes with him, right? And it takes so much of planning. The whole entourage has to go, you know, there's a whole security system and where he'll step, which plane he'll go, which cab he'll go, which road he'll go, where he'll land, where he'll stay, which hotel he will stay. You know, everything is well planned. So this is just talking about some president of a country traveling to another country. Now here, our Supreme Lord Krishna, he's coming. So definitely when he comes, he also brings his whole entourage, his whole paraphernalia, even his abode. Even his abode comes down, because Krishna is not going to interact with the material energy. He is not going to come and stay in this material existence. So definitely he has to bring the whole spiritual board along with all his parshads and everybody down to this place. And what to talk about the parshads or the associates, it's even being decided that Krishna will come and Krishna will step on this grass, and this grass is also will be a special grass, a proper trees will be there. So everything is well planned, because just it's now Krishna who is coming from his abode to this material abode. And as you put forward any normal devotee, so we have seen the example of Gop Kumara, that he was just an ordinary person, and there through his sadhana, through his devotion, he reached up to the level of becoming a cowherd boy and becoming a sakha to the Supreme Lord. So there, the only example that our scriptures give is of Gop Kumara, where Gop Kumara, being an ordinary child, an ordinary Brahmin, got elevated to become the Parshad, the associate of the Supreme Lord, and got his spiritual identity. But otherwise, you know, nowhere I like it's not mentioned as such, but definitely, you know, through our own sadhana, it's not difficult that we can go, because ultimately who are we? Mamai vamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna says each and every living entity is my eternal, my fragmental eternal parts and parcels. So when we are Krishna's part and parcel, so definitely, you know, Krishna is waiting for us. Krishna is waiting. Our Bhakti Sangha logo is so beautiful. Krishna is hugging Gop Kumara. So Krishna is literally waiting for each and every one of us. And each and every living entity has its spiritual destination and has its spiritual identity. My Gurudev used to say that we are in our spiritual identity there, we are in a dream state. We are sleeping there, right? But we all have our spiritual identity there, no matter what. Whether it's a plant, an animal, an insect, or any living entity, or a human being, we all have our spiritual identity. It's just a matter of time that we are forgetting. And for there, you know, we are in a sleeping stage. We are sleeping, we are dreaming. And what we are dreaming is what is this material existence is. So the more we are conditioned, the more we will sleep. Jiva jago, jiva jago. So we have to really waken up and... Yes, trust on this path, that this path will help us. Just like Gop Kumara got, we can also got. The only thing is needed is our sincerity and our devotion.
Nice, Mataji. A good inspiration. Thank you so much, Mataji. And I have another question, Mataji. So in point of giving the due respect to everybody, like, and not to take our Guru Maharaj as granted, once Guru, that he's just like a normal person, but he is like next to Krishna. He's Guru. So not only... yes, Mataji?
He's Sakshat Hari.
Sorry, Mataji. Yeah, so like our Gurus, then Vaishnavas. So is this culture only pertaining to our Brahma, Gaudiya, what we can say? There are like four Sampradayas, right, Mataji? Kumara Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya.
Yeah, it should be done in it. It prevails. This is a common rule that prevails everywhere. So the quotation that I quoted, that a person who considers the deities as metal or wood, or considers a spiritual master as an ordinary man, that is from Padma Puran. Right? That's not. So it's a uniform, universal truth. You know, that everybody should. But how many do it, that depends. But in our Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, especially when after Srila Prabhupada, this rule has been established, and Srila Prabhupada was very strict on it, that we should not take this offense by considering our spiritual master as an ordinary person or the deities as a norm made up of wood or metal.
Yes, Mataji. So my question is, so we have to give respect to other sampradayas, people and devotees, and their acharyas also.
Of course, why not? We should give respect. But at the same time, it's just like a woman who is chaste to her husband, right? Chaste to her husband. But she also respects all the relatives of her husband, right? But she's particularly chaste to her husband only. The dealings what she's having with her husband, she'll not deal in the same way with the brothers of her husband. If she deals in the same way with the brothers of her husband, that lady will be unchaste lady. So we are those chaste ladies who respects, who respects and who considers Prabhupada as our eternal husband, because we are those chaste wives. That we want to stick to our sampradaya, but at the same time, we respect other sampradayas also, because they are also bona fide sampradayas. Prabhupada says, Kumar sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, they are bona fide sampradayas, they are Vaishnava sampradayas. So we should respect, and what to talk about those? We even respect Shripa Shankaracharya. Even Prabhupada from his Bhagavatam, if you open, then the purport, right in purport, he quotes Shripa Shankaracharya verses. So we have to, we are no one to judge. We have to be very, very respectful to them. Very, very respectful. But at the same time, we have to be chaste to our sampradaya, chaste to our dear Srila Prabhupada, chaste to our spiritual master.
Yeah. Nice, Mataji. Nice. Got it. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. So, Hare Krishna devotees. If there are no more questions, with all your permission and with Mataji's permission, we can end the call.
Yeah, Mataji.
Only one.
wanted me to sing something, I'll quickly sing a small bhajan.
Hare Krishna Mataji, sorry, just one quick question. So Bhagavan Acharya, we have been seeing him in this entire, in the past few chapters and this chapter. And I can understand that in one place it's mentioned that he's a Gopa. But is there any identity revealed for Bhagavan Acharya?
In Gaur Ganesh Deepika, it must be mentioned.
Okay. Mataji, it's okay. I mean, later when you can, if you're able to. I know it's already late and everyone is waiting. So you go ahead with the song, Mataji. If at all you get to know, please text me, Mataji.
Sure. I'll do that. But definitely he must be having some identity. Okay, I'll do it later. Okay. So since it's
Kaumudaki Mataji also had a question. I'm so sorry.
Yes, go ahead, Kaumudaki Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I forgot. I'm very forgetful. But it's very nice class, and explain everything. Yeah, and I'm talking about this all the four sampradayas. So I have one suggestion. It would be nice if we have some classes about four sampradayas, how and kind of a detailed description, because I have heard years ago that one devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, he had his name Atma Tattva Prabhu. He did that, but then I only heard some of it, and it's very nicely explained everything in relation, and later also how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took two principles from each sampradaya and implemented in Gaudiya sampradaya like that. So I don't know if it.
I don't know, Mataji. I cannot do justice to that topic because I really have no idea. I jumped into spirituality right from Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya only. That's from where my spirituality begins, and hopefully it will end in this only. So, but yes, somebody else can.
Priti Vilasini Mataji can. She has read so much about it, so maybe she can do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mataji, maybe next week or the week after, definitely. Yeah, I'll also do my research. I've heard a couple of lectures regarding this, but I'll put them together and then we can have a presentation, Mataji, sure.
Okay, thank you very much,
Mataji. Thank you.
Okay, last thing I was searching, so what is written is Bhagwan Acharya is just as the Saktavesha incarnation of Gauranga. That's what is mentioned in Gauranga.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Mataji. That is
okay, so we'll honor Vrinda Gopika Mataji's request since it's a Kartik month. And the presiding deity of Kartik month is Srimati Radharani. So we'll glorify her today. And not only her, but along with her lover, our dear Lord Shri Krishna. And we'll sing this song by Narottam Das Thakur. And this song is recommended that we should sing every day in this month of Kartik. Very, very important and very, very meditating.
Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore Jivane Marane Gati Arunahi Mor Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore Kalindira kule keli kadambe ravana ratana bedira upa bhushabudu jana shama gauri ange divo chandane raganda Chamara dulabo kabe
हेरिमोखचन्द्रा गाठिया मलाती माला दिवो दो हार गले आधर तुलिया दिबो कर्पूरा तंबूले ललिता विशाखादि सजटा सखी वृंदा आज्ञा करिबो सेवा चरणारविंदा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दासेरानु दास सेवा भिलाषा करे नरोत्तम दास राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोरा जुगल किशोर जीवने मराने गति आरो नाही मो राधा कृष्ण प्राण मोरा जुगल किशोर श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर की जय।
हरि बोल ब्यूटीफुल माता
हरि हरि very nice thank you
yes. thank you mataji dhanvat pranam hari hari gauranga
I see this Radha Golokananda's dressings thank you mataji
thank you mataji
thank you so much Kitida mataji and thank you so much to devotees So with this, we will end our session by paying our obeisances to Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya krupa sindho vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo
vaishnavo namaha.
Ananta koti vaishnava vrinda ki
jai.
Srila Haridas Thakur
ki jai.
Krupad ki jai.
Chaitanya
Charitamrita ki jai.
Ki jai.
Har grace Kirtida Sundari
Mataji ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.